After months of global fuel shock, some major industries in Australia are on the brink, and that's despite a ceasefire agreement in the Middle East. They're asking the federal government to extend a cut in the fuel excise, which saves Australians roughly 26 cents per litre at the bowser. It's already been in place for 3 months, ever since the price of fuel doubled for business owners like Sharon Middleton. She runs a haulage business, and when the war broke out, the cost of a round trip from east to west across the Nullarbor Plain hit more than $13,000.
It was crippling because suddenly me and others like me, we were hitting all our credit limits with our fuel supplies at a much rapid rate.
Another move to suspend road use charges also gave truckies like Sharon some short-term relief. But what will happen when it all comes to an end on June 30?
I'm really very concerned, and I'm already seeing, you know, businesses just say it's all too hard and packing up and leaving. Really good family businesses that have been around for decades.
Defence and energy analyst John Blackburn says despite the promise of a peace deal between the United States and Iran, there's still concerns about the future of fuel supply in Australia.
My concern right now is that whilst the minister says, oh, don't you worry, we've got more fuel stocks than we had before the war, he's not talking about what does the next couple of years look like. Because if you don't look at these scenarios, they may do something stupid like put the fuel excise back up without understanding the impact on Australian businesses. Businesses will go out of business, basically.
Michael Vogels runs a large family dairy farm at Currymungle in southwest Victoria. He's keen for the federal government to extend the rebates for fuel and for haulage.
That would be good. Obviously, any costs in the whole supply chain, in the end, it's the farmer that has to wear it.
With his costs rising and profits falling, the crisis is now hitting supermarket shelves with a rise in the cost of milk. And what does it mean for smaller business? Cafe owner Kim Santospirito has seen a real slowdown in trade, and she's worried she may need to sell up.
It's gotten a lot quieter. A lot of farmers don't come into town as much, and there's a lot less tourists as well. I might have to move on, I think. I don't know what I should do.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has yet to commit to extending the fuel excise rebate. But whatever his decision, could be years until things return to normal.